Welcome back to the Budweiser On Deck Show. Jordy Feeplatt joined by Missions outfielder Jake Cunningham. First off, Jake, you just joined the team last week up in Little Rock. What's that experience like to get the call up and then kind of hop into this two-week road trip with these guys?
Yeah, you know, it was awesome. I feel like we had a great group of guys, great coaching staff in High A, and it was sad to say goodbye to those guys, but this group welcomed me with open arms, and it was a fun first week on the road for sure.
What's the first impressions of this clubhouse and the guys that you're with? What stands out?
It seems like a good vibe. You know, we got a competitive group of guys. It seems like we're winning a lot of games as of recently, and we're hoping to push for a little second half playoff run.
Last year, your time with the Orioles organization came to an end. You were drafted by them. You go into this offseason kind of trying to figure out what's next. How did that process play out, and how happy are you to be where you are right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm blessed for the time I had with the Orioles, but getting picked up by the Padres was just a blessing. I think the Lord has his ways of making things work out, and so far it's just been a blast. Spring training, everyone was awesome, getting to know everybody, and now being here is just a blessing, I feel like.
What's going through your mind kind of in between steps during that off season? What kind of helps you stay confident and know that things are going to go in the right direction?
Yeah, just trusting my abilities, working real hard in the offseason, whether it's in the weight room, in the cage, and then just trusting that, like I said, the Lord has his plan for me, and as long as I trust in that, everything's going to be okay.
You had 15 homers in High A. You've really taken a big step forward. What are you seeing from this organization and these coaches that have allowed you to have success?
Yeah, I feel like the staff has been great so far. I feel like they really let you play how you want to play. And in terms of hitting-wise, working on fine-tuning that approach and game planning and just letting myself, you know, do what I can to have success on the field.
What are you enjoying about being back here now, getting to settle in a little bit? Obviously, when you join a team on the road, there's a lot of chaos, right? So how much have you enjoyed being able to finally get into a new home, a new place?
It's been good. It was definitely a interesting 24 hours. We got back at 4:30 in the morning. I had to move all my stuff into a brand new apartment. So it kind of felt like the off day was just a breeze, and I was trying to see what's around, move my stuff in. But today was great. Got a feel for the clubhouse, feel for where everything's at, and I feel welcome.
Have you noticed any key differences right away in terms of the level of pitching? And if so, what are some of the things that stood out in that first week? Obviously, you're going against two guys who are some of the best in all of minor league baseball, in Ryan Sloan and Cade Anderson.
Yeah, I know Double A is a big step in the minor leagues. That's a huge step. A lot of older guys, a lot of guys who have been around the block a little bit. It's definitely a jump, but I do think that at the end of the day, I just got to treat it like it's just baseball, and I'm just here to have fun and compete and win games.
What are some of the focuses in terms of your development the rest of the year? Now that you're kind of settled in a little bit to this organization, you feel like you have your feet wet, you've had the success in High A, where can you take the next step as a hitter?
I feel like a huge thing for me that's been a little bit of a nag in my career is just staying healthy. I know it's going to be a hot couple months here. Got to stay locked in on the hydration, the meals, and all that. So staying on the field is a huge thing. And then continuing to find ways to just have good at-bats. Not give away any at-bats. Come in every day with a solid plan and know what I want to do off of every pitcher, and then see how it goes from there.
How fun was it to hit that triple off of Cade Anderson, a guy who's got the best ERA in all of minor league baseball, to succeed against the best? How much does that mean to you?
That was awesome. I feel like it went into the preparation. We had a good game plan off of him. Did some lefty work pregame. I felt confident with my approach and was able to put a good swing on a good pitch.
And how about the home run, too? That's got to feel really satisfying, especially in a ballpark supposedly that was pretty pitcher friendly and didn't play that way this past week.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was kind of a breath of fresh air to get that first one out of the way. I thought that the one off Cade might have had a chance to get out, but the wind was kind of not helping me on that day. So, no, but it was cool. It was cool to get that first one out of the way for sure.
What have you taken away from Eric Del Prado, your hitting coach, in the early going? What are some of his philosophies that you've been able to take on?
Yeah, he's been great. We just we sat down for a little bit after I got called up and talked about what's been working, a couple of things that I need to maybe tune in on, and just making sure that I have a good approach, good attack plan for each day, and attack it during the game. It's been great so far.
Do you have a preferred outfield position if you have a perfect scenario? Do you like to play in a specific corner or in center?
I love center field. I think a lot of outfielders will tell you that. Center field just feels the best. You get the best reads. I just feel like I have a ton of space out there, and I love hawking balls down in center.
How grateful are you to the Padres for giving you this chance and seeing it, you know, work out, you know, have success right away, and kind of their faith in you pay off?
It's incredibly grateful. Everyone who had a part in that, it was just an honor and a blessing, and I'm excited that I've gotten a chance to show my tools and show them how I can play, and we got a long year left ahead of us, so hopefully keep that up, stay healthy, and it's just been a blast so far.
Thanks so much for the time, Jake.
Thank you.
We'll be right back on the Budweiser On Deck Show with starting lineups and first pitch from Wolf Stadium.